Amber, Trish, and Hector joining us on behalf of the Cedar Room in downtown North Platte. Guys, good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning.
And you're blessed to see us.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Hashtag blessed.
Don't always hear that at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, this is late for me at this point.
Yeah,
me too.
A while.
Too funny. I'm just finding my groove now.
There you go.
Here we are, too.
Here we go.
Where did we put that?
Now, Hector, the election is behind us. I know we had a lot of fun with that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We had quite a few parties coming through and stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's hopefully we go into the directions that we want to, right?
I was at the Cedar Room Tuesday evening before going to the election parties. Supper there. Had to get a nice foundation for everything that was coming down the road.
You know, it's kind of like going shopping. You never want to go on an empty stomach.
Exactly.
Never go to an election on an empty stomach.
Never vote on an empty stomach.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on down. I've never heard anybody.
Yeah,
or 12.
That's
funny.
Maybe after.
But that brings us into all seriousness, Hector. If folks are interested in booking political parties, definitely encourage them to do so with the Cedar Room. We're kind of getting out of that time of the year, but in this last election cycle, we had political parties. We had candidates even announce their candidacy at the Cedar Room as well.
Yes, and that's correct. You know, we don't at the Cedar Room, we're very neutral, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care what their platform is. Per se, for the Cedar Room, right? So whomever wants to come in here, I mean, Trish does a great job at coordinating. You know, if we need to come up with something special for them, we can. I know we had a group in there not too long ago. We not only did we do a special appetizer for them, but we also created a cocktail for them.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their own special cocktail,
yep.
Amber.
Yep, we can do that. I mean, we go all out. We can, whatever, you know, if you're a bourbon guy, if you want a couple different cocktails, I can, you know, all of us can really, the sky's the limit is
really?
What I'm trying to say. We can really just do whatever you want.
But a special cocktail?
I have so many flavors and different ways we can go, you know, however you want to play around with it.
It's infinite.
Yep.
That is cool, though, because that's not something you're going to get everywhere, Trish.
No, not at all. We're a one-stop shop.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I mean, we even included the customers in that. You know, it's like, hey, what kind of, what base do you like? Do you like rye? Do you like bourbon? Do you
personality.
Like whiskeys? What is it? Do you want something fruity? Do you want something spicy? What is it that you want? And
I think
we hit the nail right on the head. Everybody was extremely happy with it.
Yeah.
Good. And that ties into, you know, we're kind of getting out of that election season, but if folks want to be booking the Cedar Room for Christmas parties, rather for professional or personal, if they've got family coming to town, don't have to worry about the dishes. The Cedar Room will take care of it.
100%, yeah. And you know, this season, I think we're going into our, third? Third Christmas? Yeah.
Yes, third Christmas.
We're going into a third Christmas, and I think people have really kind of come to recognize us as a place to go, or hopefully a partner of choice for them. This season, particularly, we're pretty heavy on parties, but there's plenty of room yet.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. We've got some people doing them earlier in November. We've got people hitting them in December, and we've even got people that have moved them into January. So we're doing a lot of creativity with the drinks, but not only that, the menus, they're looking for different things for Christmas that you don't get anywhere else.
Oh, sure.
We've done some harvest parties, which has been fun. Yep.
That was really cool. Yeah.
That's really unique.
Yep. Last night we had a harvest party. They wanted to reward their, you know, the guys that were driving the tractors and picking the corn and all of that stuff. So they did a harvest party last night. And
that is really cool.
Yeah. We created a special menu for them for that. And so there's just birthdays, anniversaries, harvest parties, Christmas parties, New Year's parties. We can do anything you want, from appetizers to a 5-course set down meal of your choice. We'll make it happen.
Of course, if we're going to be talking about the holiday parties, Amber, we have to talk about the eggnog. Is there eggnog available at the Cedar Room?
You better believe it.
I would expect
not. Okay, not yet, but it will be coming. It is labor of love, and it is. I have a love-hate relationship with my eggnog, but it is so worth it. I love it.
Can you tell us more about this love-hate relationship? I'm intrigued.
It's just. it's like real eggnog. So, you know, it's time, it's temperature. You have to really temper the eggs to make sure, that, you know. So, and honestly, I had never made eggnog before, and it took me a little bit. But I'm telling you, I had so many people that are like, we will back you to start your own company.
A side hustle, though.
Yeah, just a side hustle. Yeah, totally,
totally. We may have been some of those people.
You know, eggnog is just creme brulee that hasn't been baked,
it's
right?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah. So if you like creme brulee, you're going to like drinking it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just thinking on my way in, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to talk about our winter menu coming up as far as the cocktails, because I've got a few ideas up my sleeve that we haven't played around with yet. So
of course,
there will be like the favorite ones.
Sure.
You know, your smoked pomegranate, old fashioned. The sugar cookie, of course.
That's become a classic.
Oh yeah, people love that one. But
except
yeah,
the bartenders.
Yeah. That's just how it is.
Now, of course, Amber, right now it's the fall drink menu, right?
Yes, the fall drink menu is going to be out for a few more weeks, probably until just after Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, the Drunken Pumpkin, we've got I think probably this year the Honey Old Fashioned has probably been the biggest hit. Mm-hmm. People just love that.
Yeah.
So
not surprising.
Yeah.
It's nice, it's warm, it's sweet with that natural, honey is natural, right? But just an organic honeycomb that we use, it hits the spot on every note.
Yeah.
You know, we're not big drinkers, but gosh, that's my go-to.
It is a great one. And then I don't want to sleep on the wines. We have really great wine selection down there, and I've just been getting more and more great wines. Like, some of the top-rated wines in the country are over there. So don't sleep on the wines. They're great.
And the thing that I like about the wine selection, Trish, is it's similar to what I would describe as the selection for food at the Cedar Room. Yeah. If you want some of the options for both food and for wine that are going to cost a little bit more money to celebrate, you could definitely do that. But if you're looking for some more cost-efficient options, it's available with both the wine and on the food menu.
Absolutely, absolutely. The mixologists, they're really great about being able to pair. And Amber and I, that's the relationship that her and I have, is that, hey, this is what we're having this week. What would pair with this? We need to be promoting this and do tastings. Let people try it before they, you know, blow into that great big bottle of wine that they're not sure about. So we're going to open that up a little bit more to do some tastings and let them try some of this high-level stuff that they might not get an opportunity to anywhere else.
Yeah, right. And we're talking the high-level, some of the stuff that's more cost-efficient too, Amber, but also red, white, I mean, you know.
Oh, absolutely. We have everything in between and a lot of really great options just by the glass too. So, I mean, really the sky's the limit. You can keep it very low if you'd like to. Otherwise, you know, we have great bottles of wine that, you know, are very
affordable.
You know, affordable. And then if you want to really treat yourself, we have those options as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I try to keep it into a nice spectrum of offerings as well as the food menu. You know, we have a lot of ways for really any budget that can work out.
Mm-hmm. So. Like we've talked about before, Trish, if you want to stop in and spend like you would pocket-wise from what you would get at the drive-thru, you can
do
that. But in my experience, it's going to be faster at the Cedar Room. We know it's healthier.
Yeah.
And you're supporting a business that's 100% local.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm just so proud of our menu. We've all collectively worked on this menu. We actually are picking up a brand new menu today.
Oh, cool.
And we'll be rolling that out. Not a ton of changes, but we're trying to implement a few things, you know, with supply and demand issues. Everybody in the restaurant business knows that you go through that a little bit. So we've been real creative and we've tried new dishes and everybody tastes them and everybody has their input, and then we say, okay, that's the one. And so we're excited about that new menu coming out. Not a ton of changes, but a few. And so it'll be good. We'll want people to stop by and check that out this week.
And the appetizers, Hector, are kind of what get me sometimes. I've gone in before just for the appetizers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
A little bit of Rocky Mountain oysters.
We get a lot of people that come in for appetizers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rocky Mountain oysters, the calamari I've become fond of in recent years.
Uh-huh.
And then I think, was it the bruschetta with a nice cream sauce I had Tuesday.
Mushroom brie.
Yes.
Brie,
that's
baby.
So good.
Oh, it's delicious. Is that a favorite of yours, Hector?
Well, it's one that I had them work on for, it probably took them a month. It's like, nope.
Kept
it sending it back. Who's counting, Trish?
Yeah. No.
But that's kind of the attention to detail and the quality that we have. We're not the biggest restaurant, but like we've said before, we want to be the restaurant of choice.
Yeah.
In order to do so, we have to offer the best that we can.
We're not going to put it out just to put it out. We tried this. Hector had it at a wonderful restaurant in Omaha, and I didn't get a go, so I didn't see it, I didn't smell it, I didn't taste it, and I was going blindly off of his palate, and I would send one out, nope, that's not it. Send another, nope, that's not it. And we just kept trying, and finally, one day, he said, that's it.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I said, we can do that, and we can do that well. So watch this. Hold my beer. Here we go. And so, that was a good one.
Absolutely love that. And with the cooler weather, I mean, that's a fantastic appetizer.
Oh, it's a good warm-up.
Oh, yeah, it's a good warm-up. You know, it opens up the senses and all of that. You know, so, we constant with creativity. That goes the same for the cocktails that we make. You know, not a cocktail makes the menu until we try it and try it and try it. And it's like, okay, hey. Here it is.
Okay, we can't stand up now. This is good enough.
I'm going to be here for 8 hours. Now we know it's good for the menu.
Exactly.
No, we really do, though. I mean, I will remake a drink, and we'll have numerous people, you know, taste it with straws. And, hey, this is what I did differently, and it might just be a little bit of a tweak. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a week or two ago, Trish, I said, okay, this is one less ingredient. Which one do you like better? And some people might be like, what are you even talking about? Yeah. But it does make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And that's
it's like
just
the egg and the cake mix. Mm-hmm. It can make all the difference.
Yes. Yes.
One ingredient.
Very small tweaks that'll make a cocktail with the same ingredients taste very different.
Oh, sure.
You know, so it's or a menu item with the same ingredients, just off balance. It's not good. So it has to be very, very balanced in order for that palate to say, hey, I'm happy.
It's a science. Yeah, it really is. You're a mixologist.
Yep. We did the same thing with the calamari. The calamari that we were getting that everybody knew and loved, we had a supply issue with that, and the supplier actually just completely stopped making it.
Oh, darn.
And we brought in, I don't know, how many different calamaris, and everybody tried them. Nope, nope.
I didn't know there
were
so many.
Yeah. And then we went, bam, there we go. Yeah. There's the one. And cool. So we're really, really, I'd like to say we're really pretty picky about what we're willing to.
We are very finicky people down there.
We've done that with customers as well. Mm-hmm. We have some customers that come in that love the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Sure.
And I had an opportunity to bring in a new one and try it. And I brought it out to them and I said, you're the deciding factor because you guys come in 3 or 4 times a week and eat these. Mm-hmm. We want to make you happy. And they tried it and they said, that's better. That's the one. And we said, all right, there we go.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Trish, because Amber, that's one of the benefits of being a customer at the Cedar Room, too. And if you can, sometimes you want to sit at the bar, because in my experience, you might get one of those sitting away.
Yes. You just never know, you know?
Even if you stop in to use the bathroom, that's what happens.
I'm not saying that
next
happened.
Next thing I know, there's a drink waiting for me outside. I thought, Trish, I need to use the bathroom here more often.
Yeah, it's one of the perks, knowing people in high places, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon, Tristan, for me to, when we're working out a cocktail, it's like, I'll go choose a table as a guinea pig. It's like, hey, here, guys, try this. Let me know what your feedback is.
One of the benefits of being at the Cedar Room.
Same thing with our appetizers and all of that.
Yep,
You know, Amber touched a little bit on the wines earlier, and it's, so November 16th, we're having another date night that's going to be wine-centric, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be wine-centric, and we have some great wines, as Amber was saying, and we were just kind of discussing that a little bit yesterday. You know, we're in North Platte, right? We're primarily beer and bourbon, whiskeys, that kind of stuff community. You know, and I was telling, how do we incorporate this so that people can actually try some of this stuff? Because some of these things are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not a big wine drinker, but a nice wine, a good pairing with the wine makes all the difference.
Everything. I agree.
Yeah. And so we're talking about that. And with this wine tasting, I think we're going to bust out some of the higher priced bottles because, it's not something you want to go out in every dinner to have one of those bottles. But for a special occasion, absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you come to the wine world, it's so diverse and it's so big and the different
can
profiles,
be overwhelming.
Different grapes, and different everything, barrels, you know, temperatures, you know, ambiance and all that stuff, right? Everything goes into play into those winemaking. So it's very, for me as a consumer, would be very risky. Hey, I don't want to pay $200 for a bottle that maybe I don't even like.
Yeah.
But if you try it, you
different
know,
ball game.
Different ball game.
And I did that. I think it was New Year's Eve. I was there with a couple of friends, and I told my waiter. I said, I don't want an expensive bottle, but I want a cheap bottle. I want somewhere in the middle of the road. And I'm a big fan of white wine. I don't have it a lot, but when I do have it, I really do enjoy it. And brought over, let me sample it, and I said, that's the one. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
It was nice middle of the road, nice white wine, celebrating the new year.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a lot of different options. And Hector brought up the date night is next Wednesday at 5:30. And like we said, we kind of mix it up a little bit. We're going to be doing some wine tasting. We'll also have a cocktail, but going into the holiday season, you know, we just wanted to kind of open up a little more of some information about wine and, and allowing people to, you know, expand their information on that. But it's so fun. This is our third one. We've been doing it since September, and we are just like kind of getting rolling with it. And it's just
evolving every
it's really
time.
A great time. And it's really, I mean, you can't beat it. For two people, it's $45.
Wow.
And, you know, you get a drink.
And four cocktails.
And, well, this time you're going to get three samples of wine and one cocktail.
Oh, cool.
And an appetizer that pairs well with all of it. So,
yeah. And keep in mind those tickets. We had people that bought the tickets for this time, the last time, but I think they would make great stocking stuffers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for some couples that you know, call and purchase your tickets, and then you can use them, you know, at whatever one that you want moving down the road.
Or for a couple friends, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep,
that's
absolutely.
A great idea. That's a great idea because, like, people, our first one was kind of, it was good attendance. The second one was like, holy crap, it's like where we're going to fit all these people. And a lot of them just go for the fun of it, right? And it's, so, it, you know, a lot of them, I don't know, they're there for the drinks and the appetizers, not there for to learn them a whole lot, but the information's there for them.
And that's fine,
Sure.
Yeah, and it's really just a great, it's an hour, so it's not, like, you're not forfeiting your whole evening, but if you'd like to stay for dinner afterwards, you're totally welcome to do so. And, you know, we put a lot of effort and time into it, and, you know, it really shows because we just, people love it. People love it. It is so fun. And everybody has such a great time. So,
a lot of great folks questions. Want to get tickets, how can they do so?
So they can either call us at the Cedar Room. A lot of times we have folks call us and we just reserve that ticket for them because it is limited seating.
Sure.
Otherwise, you know, they can come in and pick them up.
Awesome.
Yep.
Guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just the Christmas parties. If you're still looking to book a Christmas party, give us a call. Ask for me. I kind of run that part of it. We've got people coming in, like I said, for set-down meals, but you don't have to do that. We also have Christmas parties that are just coming in for drinks and appetizers.
Sure. Utilize the space a little bit.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we don't want people to feel like you have to come in and drop a ton of money to have a Christmas party. We can do drinks and appetizers
you can
as
work
well.
Within a budget.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And we do.
Most generally, that's kind of the first questions that we ask, you know, what's your budget? That kind of helps us guide the menu items and whatnot. Whether it's drinks or whatever the case is, it gives us a good opportunity to kind of feel for that for them. And I think this going into our third season, we see that a lot more because we are accommodating and we are affordable. And we, you know, again, I can't stress enough how we want to be the partner of choice for the community as a restaurant, right? For anything familiar, you know. Thanksgiving's coming up. We appreciate our staff and BJ and I want to make sure that they have their time with their families as well. So Thanksgiving Day, we will be closed. You know, the eve, depending on how business goes, if we may close early, we may stay open late.
Play it by ear.
I just say play it by ear. Yeah, because they spend a lot of time with us, and we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to spend those special days with their family as well.
And that's one of the advantages of the Cedar Room, too, and the local business that we have, right? Amber, I'm
absolutely.
Sure as a mother, you appreciate this.
Yeah, I'm a single mom with three children under 10 years old. So working with these people has been a blessing.
Yeah.
Nothing short of it. So.
And we were talking about stocking stuffers. I think there's no better stocking stuffer than some Cedar Room gift cards as well.
Absolutely.
There we have them, and they're ready to go. You just need to call us. And we have, for that matter, we have people that call us out of state. You know, it's like so and so is going to come in to pick up, you know, gift cards, or if we need to mail them someplace, we can. So really, the sky's the limit on that.
And for a nominal fee, Hector will dress up like Santa and deliver the gift cards.
Hey, or the Grinch. I don't
know. One of the two. Guys, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio.
Thank you so much for listening.